Welcome back to Regional Radio and online at MyMoInfo.com. The latest Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Play It Forward Athlete of the Week is joining us now. It is Sydney Bumgarner of the St. Genevieve Dragons coming off a good week. Sydney, congratulations to you on being named the Athlete of the Week.
Thank you.
So your coach then, Coach Jordana Walk-Robinson, just informed you of you receiving that honor. What was your first reaction?
I was really pleased to hear about it, obviously. I have a great team and a great support system around me, and it just helps me have recognitions like this. It's just really great to play with such selfless teammates and play with such a cohesive team that has such great chemistry.
You mentioned the team that's around you, a really interesting mix of players on your team. You've got a lot of size, but you're also a very young team as well. You only a sophomore, and you start with another pair of sophomores in Marissa Fleeg and Macy Reynolds. Before we focus on the team as a whole, let's just look at that sophomore class. How close are you and the other sophomores?
We're really close. We've been playing basketball together since we were like six-ish. We played AAU all throughout middle school, elementary. I mean, we've always played together, so we're super close. We play other sports together, you know, we're really involved in our school, so we've always spent a lot of time together, and it's really fun to have those two right along with me.
Now, as Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, the Play Forward Athlete of the Week, you had a really good week where you had two double-doubles against Bismarck in a win and North County in a win as well. You're not just a good scorer, but a very good rebounder as well, especially for a sophomore. How much do you work on your rebounding?
I've always worked on it a lot. It's a big aspect of my game. And even though, I mean, at 5'10", it's not the ideal size. I'm not as big as players like Kaylee Winch, but I always try and work on my positioning and where I get in retrospect to where the ball is. So it's a big focus.
It's been a good season so far for you. On the year, you are, I believe, 10-3 now as a team and 1-0 in conference with that win against the North County Raiders last week. As a whole, how close is this team?
We're all super close. We love playing together, and the majority of us play other sports together. I think actually everyone plays a sport with everyone else, so we're super close.
Is there anyone in your family that helped teach you the sport of basketball? How did you get into it?
I mean, yeah, my dad was a super good basketball player, but he just has always taught me more about how to play the game. He always tells me that I'm a better player than he was, but he taught me to be a student of the game, and it's always really helped to have him kind of push me. He's kind of tough on me, but I know it's all love there, so.
You'd say that he tells you that you're the better player than he is. So between the two of you, then who would win in a game of horse?
Me all the way.
You all the way. I like the confidence there. What other sports are you involved in? You mentioned a couple times that you and your teammates are active in other sports. What are those sports that you also play?
I play volleyball and basketball, but I mean, there are girls on the team that do track and do softball. I mean, we're all just super involved. But personally, I just do volleyball and basketball year-round.
Now, for the donation that will be made in your name by Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, you chose for that $25 check to go to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Any reason why you chose Make-A-Wish?
It's just a super great charity. I love seeing how they impact kids' lives. It's a really special thing to me to see people in need get helped out. So,
Sydney, congratulations again on being named the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Play It Forward Athlete of the Week. Is there anyone you want to thank?
Just my teammates and my coaches.
That is Sydney Bumgarner joining us on Regional Radio. Sydney, congratulations one more time, and thanks a lot.
Thank you.
We'll be back after this on Regional Radio.